Okay, Tom, ready to start the show?
Hey, as a matter of fact, I am ready to start the show.
What do you know? Let's get it going.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, I have a package here for Mr. Strother from
that's me.
Mom Strother.
A package for my mother. Here, I'll take
oh,
that.
Oh, God.
Oh, great.
What is this, a care package from home here?
Yeah, that's what it is.
How old are you? Aren't you old enough to not get care packages from home?
Oh, look at some stuff from my room. All my old stuff. Led Zeppelin albums, Bobby Rydell.
She's probably going to rent out your room.
A black light. Oh, no, my mom's nice. Posters, models. Look at this knit underwear. Comic books.
Knit underwear. That looks awful scratchy, Tom.
Bob, there is nothing scratchy about a mother's love. Yeah.
This mother just seems to want to get rid of you there.
Oh, look at that. Mmm, tasty.
And it's got fuzz from the underwear on it.
Well, yeah,
oh, wait, that's writing. Was it? Is this funny stew?
No, let me see. It's a little note. It says, please give this to Bob Claster. Funny stuff.
Oh. Boy, do I feel stupid. You know, that was so sweet of your mother to make that cake for me, even though it looks sort of funny. I'm going to dedicate this program. This program is dedicated to Ma Strother for making me that cake. Oh, so sweet. Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy presented every Friday night here on KCRW. Tonight, we're going to be listening to the work of Alan Sherman. My Son the Folk Singer, the album was called, but the folk singer, guitar in hand, looked more like a cross between a swarthy Venice gondolier and an oversized curb sitter bellowing for handouts from an outdoor meat market. On this first LP, folk singer Alan Sherman proved himself a master of incongruity, creating new outrageous lyrics to pop standards, folk songs, and classical pieces. Typical was the album's most popular cut, Sarah Jackman, The Latest Happenings of a Jewish Family, set to the tune of Frère Jacques. The LP topped the charts, sold close to a million, a rare feat for LPs in 1962, and catapulted Sherman from the $55 a week unemployment lines into the big time. Previously, Sherman had dabbled in TV, most notably developing I've Got a Secret. Yet with the success of Folk Singer, which, along with Vaughn Meader's The First Family, sparked the mid-60s fad of best-selling comedy LPs, he assumed the career of a singer. Actually, Sherman's voice wasn't much, but his deadpan baritone, conjuring up the image of a Teamster trainee, was sufficient to suit his everyman's themes. Capitalizing on his newfound success, Sherman hurriedly recorded My Son the Celebrity. Much of the Jewishness was replaced by an awareness of middle-class assimilation. Next, My Son the Nut was Sherman's high point and his second chart-topping LP. Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, A Letter from Camp, became Sherman's biggest hit, climbing to number 2 in the summer of 1963 and inspiring the TV sitcom Camp Runamuck. One could almost picture Alan, the kid in baggy shorts, groaning the despair of camp, and imagine Ponchielli's reaction if he had known that his arduous labors creating the Dance of the Hours would sell a million records as a mere kid's diary at summer camp. Personally, I feel that it's difficult to hear the William Tell Overture without thinking of the Lone Ranger. I know it's almost impossible to hear the Dance of the Hours without thinking of Alan Sherman. His later years were marked by an oppressive weight problem, which some say, along with his fall in popularity, actually contributed to his death days before his 49th birthday. He wasn't recording, so he wrote two highly lauded books, his autobiography, A Gift of Laughter, which I highly recommend, a sociological book primarily about sex entitled The Rape of the APE, the American Puritan Ethic, which I don't recommend that much, and a Broadway musical, The Fig Leaves Are Falling. In 1973, Warner Brothers asked Alan for one more album, an LP of Sherman's golf stories. But on November 20th, 1973, during the final stages of completion, Sherman died suddenly while returning home from a mixing session. Alan Sherman, with his brilliant contortion of lyrics and comic sensitivity, represents a time when pop music, unlike today, didn't take itself so seriously. Music is to entertain and have fun with, and that's exactly what he did. Those are the liner notes from a new reissue of some of his material on Rhino Records entitled The Best of Alan Sherman. And now let's hear that hit. Let's hear Hello Mudda, Hello Fada.
Hello Mudda, Hello Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies. So he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh motherfucker, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mutta, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter. I'm singing you the ballad of a great man of the cloth. His name was Harry Lewis, and he worked for Irving Roth. He died while cutting velvet. On a hot July the 4th. But his cloth goes shining on.
Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. His cloth.
Harry Lewis perished. In the service of his Lord, he was trampling through the warehouse where the drapes of Roth are stored. He had the finest funeral the union could afford. And his cloth goes shining on.
Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. His cloth goes shining on.
Although a fire was raging, Harry stood by his machine. And when the firemen broke in, they discovered him between. a pile of roasted Dacron, and some French fried gabardine. His cloth goes shining on.
Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. Glory, glory, Harry Lewis. His cloth goes shining on.
When I was a lad, I went to Yale, and I knew then that I could never fail, for I studied very hard, and furthermore, I polished up the apple for the professor.
He polished up the apple for the professor.
I polished up the apple so frequently that soon I had a Phi Beta Kappa key.
He soon had a Phi Beta Kappa key from polishing the apple very frequently.
On graduation day, I made a stop at a very exclusive clothing shop. I opened up a charge account and asked them for the best gray flannel in the clothing store.
The best gray flannel in the clothing store.
That suit was a part of a great intrigue, for it proved I was a member of the Ivy League.
It was part of a great intrigue,
for it proved I was a member of the Ivy League.
Then I got a crew cut and a sincere tie, and for my first job I did apply. A job in an advertising agency, sharpening the pencils of a big VP.
Oh, we honed a lot of pencils for a big VP.
I sharpened all the pencils so pointedly that now I am a partner in the agency.
He sharpened all the pencils so pointedly
that now he is a member of the agency.
I kept my ears open and my big mouth shut, and I learned all the agency scuttlebutt. I learned who was going out with whom, and who had the keys to the powder room.
And who had the keys to the powder room.
For the key to the powder room, you see, is the key to the structure of the agency.
The keys to the powder room
is the key to the structure of the agency.
I worked real hard for the dear old firm. I learned most every advertising term. I said to the men in the dark gray suits, let's run it up the flagpole and see who salutes.
Let's run it up the flagpole and see who salutes.
I ran it up the flagpole perfectly, so now I am a partner in the agency.
He ran it up the flagpole perfectly, so now he is a partner in the agency.
Now I have a big office at the end of the hall with very fancy carpeting from wall to wall. I keep my mouth open and I keep my ears shut, and I've got a little palace in Connecticut. So I thank old Yale, and I thank the Lord. And I also thank my father, who is chairman of the board. Punctuation marks included. Like the beat, comma, beat, comma, beat of the Tom hyphen Tom.
When the jungle shadows fall.
Like the tick hyphen tock of the stately clock.
As it stands again.
Like the drip, comma, drip, comma, drip of the raindrops.
When the summer shower is through, some voice within me keeps repeating,
colon, quotation mark,
you,
comma,
you,
comma,
you.
Exclamation point, close quotation, period, dash, night and day, comma. You are the one, dash. Only you, comma, beneath the the moon, comma, and under the sun, semicolon. Whether near to me or far, dot, 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 it's no matter, comma, darling, comma, where you are, dash, I think, comma. Night and day, period. New paragraph. Night and day, exclamation point. Under the height of me, dash, there's an oh such a hungry yearning, comma, burning, parenthesis, inside of me, close parenthesis, period. Well, inside of me is a parenthetical phrase that describes where the yearning is burning. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Asterisk!
Asterisk, 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 asterisk!
Because there's a footnote at the bottom that tells who's making love to who. Spend my life making love to you. Day and night? Night and day, question mark! I sell a line of plastics, and I travel on the road, and I have a case of samples, which, believe me, is a load. Every night a strange cafe, a strange hotel, and then early in the morning I am on the road again. When the season's over and my lonesome journey ends, that's the only time I see my family and my friends. I drive up Ocean Parkway, and before I stop the car, my ma leans out the window and she hollers, "Here we are." Shake hands with your Uncle Max, my boy, and here is your sister Cheryl, and here is your cousin Isabel, that's Irving's oldest girl. And you remember the Tishman twins, Gerald and Jerome. We all came out to greet you and to wish you welcome home. Meet Merowitz, Barowitz, Handelman, Shandelman, Sperber and Gerber and Steiner and Stone, Moskowitz, Lukowitz, Aarons and Barons, Kleiman and Feynman and Friedman and Cohn, Smolowitz, Wallowitz, Teitelbaum, Mandelbaum, Levin, Levinsky, Levine and Levi, Brumberger, Schlumberger, Minkus and Finkus and Stein with an E-I and Stein with a Y. Shake hands with your Uncle Sal, mine boy, and here is your brother Sid, and here is your cousin Yetta, who expects another kid. Whenever you're on the road, mine boy, wherever you may roam, we'll all be here when you come back to wish you well. I'm called Little Butterball, dear little Butterball, though I could never tell why. My calories mount, my cholesterol count is as high as an elephant's eye. They told me to diet, I promised I'd try it, yet somehow my weight would not budge. Each Metrical cookie to me tasted ookie, so I covered it with hot fudge. I ate watercresses and other such messes and pushed all my favorites aside. I said to the caterers, no more mashed potatoes, just baked and hash browned and french fried. I sing this sad song 'cause my diet went wrong, though I honestly tried to pay heed. I don't care how high is an elephant's eye, but an elephant's rear I don't need. Oh, salesmen come and salesmen go, and my best one is gone, I know. And if he don't come back to me, I'll have to close the factory. Give me Jack Cone and I don't care. Give me Jack Cone and I don't care. Give me Jack Cone and I don't care. But the best it's gonna wait. I'm upside down, my head is turning around, because I gotta sell the house in Levittown. Little David Susskind, shut up. Please don't talk, please don't talk, little David Susskind. Be first, then you'll talk. I went down to Mount Sinai Hospital to see my old Zadie there. And I said, thanks God for the Blue Cross. And I wish we had the Medicare. God bless you, Jerry Mendelbaum. Let nothing you dismay. Dismay, you had a rotten month. So what is there to say? Let's hope next May is better and good things will come your way. And you won't have a feeling of dismay next May. When the painters go marching in, oh, when the painters go marching in, just make sure they put a drop cloth. When the painters go marching in, Yasha got a bottle of Geritol, Geritol, Geritol. Yasha got a bottle of Geritol, and he knocked a hole in the wall. That's all, no wall. I gave my love a chicken, it had no bone. I gave my love a cherry, it had no stone. I gave my love a baby, and then you see, my love got very angry, and she said to me, I didn't mind the chicken without the bone. I didn't mind the cherry without the stone. But when you give a baby, it's just one thing. You ought to give at least an engagement ring. Catskill ladies sing this song. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha. Sitting on the front porch playing mahjong. Oh, hoo-ha day. Oh, I'm Melvin Rose of Texas, and my friends all call me Tex. When I lived in old New Mexico, they used to call me. I was born in old Shamokin, which is why they call me Melvin Rose. Little baby loves matzah. Mammy's little baby loves matzah balls. Mammy's little baby wants pots and pots of, lots and lots of matzah balls. Stole the skillet, stole the lead, stole a lot of balls, made a Pesach bread. Stole the chicken out of the soup, stole a pot and made a lot of chicken soup. Mammy's little baby loves matzah. Mammy's little baby loves matzah balls. Mammy's little baby wants pots and pots of, lots and lots of matzah. Oh, balls!
Well, that'll wrap up this edition of Funny Stuff featuring Alan Sherman. Those things came from various of his albums. That last one was called Shticks and Stones and ended his first album, My Son the Folk Singer. Let's see. Next week's program will be a return visit to Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Those of you who have been faithful listeners ever since the beginning of the show back in January will know that the second program was a visit with Cook and Moore, and this week we will hear some more of their wonderful, wonderful stuff. I love them. And let's see. What else is there? The address? Let me know you're out there. I'm sort of working in a vacuum here. I have no idea who listens or what sort of people listen to me. Drop me a line. The name is Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R, K-C-R-W, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. And that'll just about do it. Until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. And I'm reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.